This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I heard a realtor in my town this week musing about real estate open houses. Who would go into a strange home and who would let strangers in during this strange time of social distancing? We'll hear about existing home sales from the National Association of Realtors this morning. It is February data, but what is normally the critical spring home buying season is just beginning. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Like everyone else, real estate agents are adapting to a new normal. Lennox Scott runs a brokerage in Seattle where open houses were recently banned.
And some listing brokers are now doing virtual open house tours where they're online and they're going to advertise the time that they're going to do a walkthrough on the house.
For Denver realtor Dee Chancho with Liv Sotheby's, COVID-19 got very real a couple weeks ago. One of her fellow brokers was diagnosed with the disease. He's okay, but they've shut down their office and also stopped doing open houses.
This past Sunday, before we made that decision, I did hold an open house in a very popular neighborhood in Denver called Stapleton. And I counted, and I did have 55 people through.
That's a lot of people touching doorknobs and flipping light switches. But it's also a sign of the strong demand for housing, helped recently by super low interest rates. The man selling that house is Dan Thomas, a sales rep in the finance industry. After watching his home value rise year after year, he decided it was time to cash in.
You know, the decision wasn't made because of the virus, but maybe that was good timing as well, considering the environment today.
The house is already under contract for well above asking price. How much that demand cools off, it's too early to know.
Right now, at least, the affordability from lower rates is bringing buyers into the market and outweighing the uncertainty of what's ahead.
But Danielle Hale, chief economist with Realtor.com, says recent stock market losses are likely to hurt demand for luxury houses. For less wealthy buyers,
you know, if people are a little bit less secure in their job, it's completely understandable that they might hold back and just wait and see how things go.
But for those hoping a recession might bring prices down to more affordable levels, Hale says probably not. What the market really needs is more housing. And if the virus and resulting recession slow down building, the shortage could only get worse. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.